You asked for it. Literally after my last Still Strength Blind tasting blew up, a follower commented and said, hey, you have to put Wild Common and Lalo and Nocturna Almar de Jaguar and G4 head to head. Here's the lineup. We're ready to go. As soon as I seen that comment, I knew we had to do it. So here we go. Four big high proof tequilas, all poured blind. Now, my wife poured these, numbered them. Numbers are on the bottom of the bottles. I haven't seen it yet. So it is truly a blind. Before I taste anything, jump into the comments and make your prediction. What do you think? Wild Common, Lalo 25, Nocturna, G4. Let's talk about these four tequilas a little bit. Wild Common, I'm a big fan, and this is a favorite in this proof category, coming from NOM 1123. Lalo 2025 is fantastic. I just did a blind between 2024 and 2025. And I actually picked 25 over 24. Nocturna, this one blew me away the first time I had it. This is actually the Nocturna 2024 Fall. This tequila blew me away the first time I had it. And I'm really excited about tasting the Fall 2024 and G4, the definition of craftsmanship and consistency. Okay, let's start with the nose first. The first one, this is very herbal, cooked agave, a lot of wet earth there. That's really nice. How difficult is it going to be to rate these amazing tequilas against each other? Ridiculous. Here we go. The next one. Pure Rain on the Concrete, Pedrocor. It's citrusy. It's floral. It's a great cooked agave. Nice minerality. It's got a really nice floral fruit forward agave flavor. A lot of that same minerality. This is citrus, floral, a lot of minerality. This is the lightest one on the nose. I get cooked agave. I get a little bit of floral. I get a little bit of minerality. Lightest one on the nose on all of them. Let's start that way. Let's go lightest one on the nose. Nice citrus. Fruity, floral, cooked agave. A little bit of a pepper in the finish. That citrus kind of builds in there. Now let's do this next one here. Oh, wow. The citrus fruit and cooked agave covers my mouth. The viscosity is nice. The finish is cooked agave and citrus, a little bit of lemon zest, some orange, just a touch of floral, a lot of minerality in this one. Wow. So far, I like this one over this one. Let's dive into this one here. Gosh, that Pedrocor, that wet concrete in this one is just phenomenal. Citrus, a little bit of floral, a lot of orange, a little bit of anise in that finish. That anise like fires up into the finish. You get a little bit of pepper. The finish is kind of tailors off a little bit. A lot more anise in there than what I smelled in the nose. So I'm going to say number one, number two, number three, right? Best one, second best one, third best one so far. Okay, let's go into this last one here. Gosh, the nose on this is so freaking good. Great sweetness, great cooked agave sweetness. Anise in the taste, actually. I get a lot of vegetal notes. I pick up that pedrocor or that wet earth flavor right in there. That roasted agave kind of builds. And the finish, quite honestly, was a little shorter than the last one. But a nice cooked agave sweetness with a little pepper in that finish. My gosh, that's so hard to choose. Okay. Favorite. Next favorite. Next favorite. Next favorite. All right, let's bring these bottles in tight so you can see them again as we do a reveal. Okay, so who got last place in this one? Number two. Number one. Number two. Okay, so fourth place goes to Lalo. So next one is going to be number four. Let's see, this is number one. This is number three. Number four. So second going to be Wild Common. This is number three. And I already know that one's G4. So there you have it. The Fall 2004 Almador del Jaguar Nocturna, made by Sergio Cruz, NOM 1414. This has got a lot of things going on. I did a review of this tequila. Check it out on my YouTube channel. I do have an interview coming up in February with McCulley to talk about this. Number one, won this one hands down. G4, one of my favorite tequilas. Felipe Camarena always does such an amazing job. Lots of pedrocor, lots of fruity citrus. Wild Common, this bottle is almost gone. This is no joke. This is a phenomenal tequila. I'd love to get an interview with the owner. Chava Rosales, NOM 1123 Coscoween, is absolutely killing it. And you already know, Lalo 2025 High Proof, Lalo Gonzalez making a fantastic, super clean, super amazing tequila. Check these guys out. Okay, so I'm going to say it again. Give me four other tequilas that I need to do a blind with. Let me know what you thought of this one. Did you think this is how it was going to go? Cheers. Thanks for watching. Thanks for all your suggestions. Have a great evening.